Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. We are back on a regular schedule starting today. All right. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Time. Grab your lunch. Come join us. What you're going to get, unique insight, unbridled honesty, and producer Jackson and I are going to have a whole lot of fun in the process. I guess Jake doesn't feel like coming to work or taking this thing called vacation, I guess, whatever. But no, Miss Jake, looking forward to him returning. In the meantime, Jackson and I are going to have a lot of fun in the process. What you're going to hear, Husker sports, college football, and sports in general. Now, you mentioned there's some things off the text line there, Jackson. What do we got, my friend? Oh, yeah.
Bill and Bennett says, gotta love Adam's intro music.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you. And shout out to DP, who went a little above and beyond to help get that for the show. So thank you.
We got Old Dad 34, says Nebraska's baseball team can make a long run if the pitching staff stays healthy. Couldn't agree more.
They keep pitching like they have recently. The bats. I remember sitting here in like February and literally like the bats are early on in the season. Pitchers are usually ahead of the hitters early on the season, but the bats were like frozen. They have woken up. All right, Gabe Swanson specifically. But yeah, if they keep playing like they have, it's not about, like, I hesitate because it's what college football is turning into, and I never liked it. Again, I'm going to whine and complain either later in the show or another time. I still love college football. That's never going to change. It's just going to vary in what it looks like and what becomes important. But baseball has always been one of those sports, yeah, you want to play well, but it's about getting hot at the right time.
Yeah.
And Nebraska baseball, they seem to be getting hot at the right time.
Yeah. Earthquake glue says, in regards to the...
Earthquake glue?
Earthquake glue.
I don't know why, but I love that
earthquake
name.
Earthquake glue. You got to remember, I'm newer here. Please chime in again and tell me what the context of your name. I would love to know that. But Earthquake glue says, in regards to the advantage of Nebraska playing the Big Ten tournament in Omaha, says, what's the difference when Purdue or Indiana play in the Big Ten basketball tournament in Indianapolis? That's a great point. I didn't even think about that. It's a great point.
No, it is a great point. Like I said, it happens. It happens at different sports, different levels. I mean, it is what it is, and it's part of the gig. You know, Purdue and Indiana, the Big Ten championship game for footballs in Indianapolis. I know Purdue played in a couple of years ago. Didn't seem to affect the outcome of the game, but yeah. I'm just saying, like, these things happen. He makes a great point. We've seen it before. So, does UCLA have a reason to complain? Sure. Do I care? Not one bit.
Yeah. And Thunder Not Collins, kind of adding to that, said, if it were an unfair advantage, then Nebraska wouldn't have gone 19 years without a conference championship.
Feel like a backhanded compliment of sorts. I know where he's going with that.
I get it.
And Thunder Not Collins texts in all the time, so I appreciate that, yeah. Thunder Not Collins. No, I mean, it's part of sports. It just is. It is what it is, you know. So it's kind of like the Big Ten used to always play the Pac-10 champ out in, where was that place called? California, USC, UCLA, you know, the Sugar Bowl, always in Louisiana. You think that didn't help LSU the certain years they were there? Or if you were a Northern team going to play the SEC champ, which used to always go to the Sugar Bowl in Louisiana, it's in the South, it's in the heart of the Southern region. Even last year, Ohio State, Texas in the Cotton Bowl. Now, Ohio State won the game,
yeah,
but that's in Texas.
No, it's a clear-cut advantage. And One-Eyed Ray chimes in and says, do I have to give you the context of my name? One-Eyed Ray.
Hold on, now it's One-Eyed Ray? I thought it was Earthquake Glue.
Well, no. This is just somebody.
Oh, somebody else.
One-Eyed Ray says, do I have to give the context of my name, too?
One-Eyed I feel Ray. Like I could piece together the context of that name a little bit, but I obviously don't know details.
No.
One-Eyed Ray, if you so choose to do so, feel free to give us context. If not, it's completely your choice. You know?
Yeah. I feel like I could put the puzzle pieces together.
I just like Earthquake Glue. It feels like a pro wrestler's name.
Yeah, I know. Earthquake Glue.
Is it glue or gloom?
Coming to the ring.
Is it glue or gloom? What is it?
Glue. Like Elmer's glue.
It's like he destroyed the earth but held it together with glue after the earthquake. Is that what that means?
That's great. I feel like Earthquake, that could be like a finishing move.
Yes, I like that. I just like how it sounds.
I can just imagine Michael Cole screaming that.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. So
I don't know if I've shared this before on this show, but I played with Thunder Collins. I had a strength coach in St. Louis named Rock Gullickson. And so I always wanted to like somehow incorporate Thunder or Rock into my son's name. It's nowhere to be found in his name, by the way. But like... He was our oldest. So before we had him, we had this whole list of names. you know, boy names, girl names. We didn't know what we were having. So we had this whole list on either side. And I just wrote down Thunder at a certain point in Rock. I tried to like hide it in the list of names. And like she wouldn't eventually see it. And I knew I would never get Thunder Rock character. Like that's what I really wanted. Rock Thunder character doesn't really, Thunder Rock character. That's what I really wanted. But I would have settled for either one. You know, whatever the first name was, which turned out to be Jacob. And then Jacob Thunder character, Jacob Rock character, just something. It didn't quite turn out that way. His middle name is actually Ryder. Actually is my favorite boy's name.
That is a good name.
I just always thought Thunder and Rock were like great names for a boy, but I never did quite get my way on it.
Thunder and Rock. I could see it. I don't think I've ever met a Thunder or a Rock or a Thunder Rock, I guess.
When we were going through the names, she discovered them very quickly. I did not hide them well. They were crossed off the list very quickly, shall we say. All right, a couple other things here. There's only one school, and this is per Ben Stevens on Twitter, on X. Getting better at saying X. All right, Ben Stevens. Only one school in D1 history has made a bowl game. The baseball, softball, and women's basketball NCAA tournament and won a postseason men's basketball tournament in the same season. And that school is Nebraska. He does put an asterisk at the bottom.
I saw this.
Yeah, that tournament specifically being the college basketball crown tournament. Technically, it counts.
Well, yeah. They're the only basketball team, too, to also win the crown and the NIT, right?
Yeah, that's right. Take that. All right. We discussed this at one point in time, I think, right after basketball season ended. Would you rather next year Nebraska win the crown again, so back-to-back crown champs, or win the NIT? The NIT is almost an afterthought at this point. It was with all due respect, I called it the not interested tournament to begin with. But now it's almost like third place, I feel like, behind the crown and the actual NCAA tournament.
I would say so.
Would you rather they win the crown again and be back-to-back champs or win one NCAA tournament game?
One NCAA tournament
game. Yeah, me too.
1,000%. That's not even a question.
I remember we put it out to the listeners, as we always do. And I would say most people said a tournament game, but I was surprised at the amount of people that actually said another crown tournament. That surprised me.
Yeah, I guess I could see it. I don't know. Me personally, not. Give me the tournament. We're the only, I don't know what the official stat is, but we're like the only school that hasn't won one at that level.
Only Power 14.
That's what it is. Only Power 14 that hasn't won an NCAA tournament. That's crazy. That's crazy.
That is crazy. When you think about some of the D1 Power 4 teams that are out there, they've all won at least one game. So I'd like to get that monkey off our back. We finally got the only Power 4 school who hasn't won a bowl game since whenever it was, 9 years ago. Finally got that monkey off our back. You know, beat Wisconsin, et cetera, et cetera. Got that monkey off. I'd like to get this monkey off our back as well. Mm-hmm. All right. So one final shout out. Probably knew this. If you didn't, Nebraska becomes the first team since Indiana, 2013 and 14, to win back-to-back Big Ten tournament championships. And I put this in my post on X and on Facebook. I think I mentioned it on TikTok as well. I'm on TikTok now, Jackson.
You're on TikTok. I don't think I knew that.
Yeah. If you're so inclined, you can follow me on any of the social medias. I will admit, though, my TikTok is actually the fastest growing one. I probably do the most there. I talk about the most random stuff. I'll just grab my phone and literally just talk about the most random stuff. Obviously, there's a lot of Nebraska stuff on there, but I'll talk NFL, NBA, you know, how the 16-team college football playoff is really a 24-team college football playoff in disguise. Every once in a while, I've gone on a rant about things that happen at the house. You know, you get the most random stuff on TikTok for me. So if you're so inclined, ladies and gentlemen, go follow me on the Talk of TikTok. Have a lot of fun there. But
there we go.
I mentioned this in my post after on all the social media platforms after Nebraska's game, after their win on Sunday. And I'm sitting here and I'm looking at a picture of Greg Sharp and he's smiling. All right, the longtime voice of the Huskers, and just how happy this would have made him, the awesome impact that he had on football and baseball. It's interesting because if you're a pro wrestling fan, people will tell you the announcers have as much impact on anything when you're watching pro wrestling. Vince McMahon was constantly in the ear and sometimes yelling and screaming, a lot of times yelling and screaming at the announcer because how they convey things is how people are going to see things. How you hear it becomes how you see it, how you think about it, and how you envision it, and what you think of things going forward. You think of Greg Sharp being the longtime voice of the Huskers and football and baseball, and then he'd go around the state and do all these different awards banquets and just host a lot of things representing the University of Nebraska, and just how he was the voice of Nebraska football, baseball, and a lot of other things as well, and just the positive impact and the way he would convey things to our ears and how that would impact how we'd see and hear about things in such a great and positive manner. And I could not help but think about him after that championship win on Sunday and how he has to be smiling wherever yeah. he is. You know, I guarantee he's smiling right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, how do you not think about the voice, Greg Sharp? I know. I mean, I wasn't there at Charles Schwab Field, but I imagine you could probably feel a little bit of Greg Sharp that entire game.
Oh, I'm sure.
So, yeah.
There's no doubt about it. I also want to give a shout out. I mean, all Husker spring sports. All right. You know, sometimes we hone in on football, basketball, baseball, softball. You know, tennis had a great season. I know we've interviewed their head coach. I know he's been here several times. He's helping take the tennis program at Nebraska to another level, track and field. I've actually got, let me see. I got something here when it comes to track and field. They're looking to the NCAA West preliminary round. I'll chat about them in just a minute. But to all Husker sports, all Nebraska spring sports, it was funny. You know, I've gotten used to it. At first, it used to really annoy me when people would comment on social media and they clearly don't pay attention to me all the time. Like, if you disagree, no problem. Proof, facts, and evidence. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I can live with it. Don't come at me with feelings and emotions. You will get no respect out of me. Proof, facts, and evidence. Okay. And if I'm right, cool. If I'm wrong, I got no problem opening up my ears, learning, growing, and getting better. But when people come at me with things that, like, you clearly just don't pay attention to me. You saw one thing somewhere one time and you had a predetermined idea in your mind and you were more focused on getting your predetermined idea across and actually paying attention to what I've said over time. Somebody came at me on social media, oh, it was like a month ago, and they just berated me for only talking about football and never talking about other Husker sports, and just berated me for it. And so I've learned to laugh. I used to, you know, when I was a younger man and social media was just getting started, I used to get more upset. Now I laugh. And so I just simply said, it was something to the effect of, I have multiple shows, watch them all, because I talk about these things all the time. And like the amount of people that responded, like, yes, he talks about Husker sports in general as much as anybody out there. And honestly, I've been doing it since day one of this show. One of the things I love about this show is it's more often, it's longer form, and it gives me an opportunity to talk about more things. So immediately my first thing was, I want to talk about all Husker sports. So yeah. We tend to hone in on certain sports sometimes. We tend to hone in on a sport, specifically if they're winning, which makes sense. But you want to show love to all sports no matter what. So give me a minute. We'll chat a little bit about track and field, but real quick, you know, why don't we do it when we come back? I know we got a commercial break coming up. I want to give a shout out to Nebraska softball. Such a phenomenal season. And it was interesting. Some people were like, oh, all they had to do was win one out of their two last games and they would have been in the Women's College World Series. And they came, you know, they responded in ways that may be correct. But I'm just like, man, they had such a great year. And yes, to be so close and not be able to get into the actual Women's College World Series, literally one run away, that how hard that must be for them. Put yourself in their shoes. Nobody wants it more than them. But when you look back at the season as a whole, such a phenomenal historical season. And we're going to chat about that right after this break.